MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 22, 2025. The trash haulers' strike is now in its third week, and a storm downs trees and power lines in Beverly. Partly cloudy, breezy, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:41 a.m. and 9:53 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Gloucester Times, Teamsters Local 25 has filed an unfair practice charge against Republic Services as the labor union's strike enters its third week. The Teamsters filed the charge with the National Labor Relations Board following another unsuccessful contract negotiation session on Friday, during which Republic waited 5 hours to deny a modified contract proposal presented by the union. Union members looking to take the Teamsters' health insurance package over Republic's offered to delay the start of the union's insurance for a year, a setback that would leave Teamsters' wages nearly $5 behind capital waste employees in the first year of the contract. The union also said it was open to a 5-year contract when before it only wanted a 3-year deal. Salem News reports that a storm that ripped through Beverly on Sunday night left a trail of downed trees and power lines, along with power outages in its wake. Much of the damage was centered in the Montserrat neighborhood. Multiple trees were downed on Story Avenue and Foster Drive. Fire Chief Peter O'Connor on Sunday night said the department was chasing calls for some fires, a lot of big trees, and lots of power lines. He said he believed the residents of at least 4 units were displaced when their homes were damaged. Passengers on the Newburyport-Rockport line experienced significant delays in both directions due to several downed trees on the right-of-way between Beverly and Gloucester, according to the MBTA. It reported trains were operating at a reduced speed through affected areas. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my 2 podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In last Thursday's Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon explained he is in the beginning stages of forming an internal task force around affordability for seniors, which can be comprised of city personnel.
We have another thing that we're going to announce probably tomorrow, but we've put together an internal task force around affordability for seniors in the city. I've wanted to do this for a while, and we've kind of informally been doing it, but we kind of wanted to make it more formal. So we're forming this task force. It's going to be made up of city personnel and residents. And I think what my plan is with this, I just want to make sure we're doing everything that we can and using every tool in the tool chest to help seniors who are struggling with, you know, aging in place here in Newburyport. I hear about this a lot. I'm at the senior center quite a bit. I'm actually going to be there this week for my lunch with the mayor. But I'm there all the time, so I get to hear from seniors on a regular basis. And I know there's just this big population of seniors that are struggling, you know, because taxes are continue to rise. You know, the homes that they're living in are continuing to be worth more. And how do they deal with that when you're on a fixed income, right? Because you could sell that property, but then where do you go if you want to stay in your report? So things like that I want to look at. It's funny, I had a great conversation this week with someone around a co-living model that is happening in some communities in your report. And I think this task force would be a great place to talk about something like that. But again, it's going to have city personnel. So we're talking about like COA director. We have like the DPS business manager is going to be on there. Some other city staff in my office will be on this task force. As far as residents, we're looking at the friends of the COA and the COA board to have representation on this. And then my hope is once we have some action items or things that we can actually move on, again, this is going to take a lot of research and it's going to be a lot of looking at what other communities are doing. And then when we have some things that we'd like to try to adopt here in Newburyport, We'll probably bring in a few city councilors to kind of test out what we found. And then eventually these will be presented to city council, because anything that we do would have to get through city councils.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Also in Newburyport, the Daily News reports motorists were detoured around Federal Street on Monday as Department of Public Services employees repaired an emergency water leak at the corner of the Tannery Marketplace. While motorists were inconvenienced, nearby homeowners and business owners were spared water disruptions. And itemlive.com is reporting at a recent meeting, the Traffic Safety Advisory Committee in Linfield addressed expanding concern for e-bike regulations in town, suggested new criteria for road pavings, and called to consider recent MassDOT research with regards to the efficiency of electronic speed signage. Residents have shared increasing concern with town representatives over usage of e-bikes, as kids are seen soaring within inches of walkers at high speed, oftentimes without protective gear. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Endicott Baseball Program has been named the 2025 Division III Statistical Champion for runs per game, according to the final NCAA national rankings. The Gulls averaged 10.8 runs per game in 51 games. They finished with a record of 45-6 and scored 550 runs this season. The Gulls also posted a perfect 16-0 record in league play. And the Red Sox lost the opening game of a series with the Phillies last night 3-2. That series continues tonight in Philadelphia. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.